Welcome to the Livelihood Matters podcast. I'm your host, Melinda Francois, a business coach, strategist, and project manager. I help people like you to package their unique knowledge and skills to create multiple streams of income and build sustainable online businesses. I've gone from being broke, living paycheck to paycheck, to building a five-figure coaching and consulting company. I did this by overcoming my scarcity thinking, and I've mastered the art of my thoughts, habits, and words to create the life I want for myself. I want to help others to tap into their higher self to create a business they love and to reduce dependency on one stream of income. We each have gifts that can be explored, and this podcast will help you to get the confidence to maximize your potential, to achieve what you want, and take the desired actions to accomplish them. I'll be sharing tips on scarcity mindset, generational poverty patterns, business strategy, online marketing, habit building, and content creation. Growth is intentional and does not have to be lonely. And I'm here to help you build generational wealth one step at a time by taking a look at the whole picture. Today's guest is a very, how would I say, ambitious, driven woman of color, V. Kelly from V. Kelly Coaching, and she is from North Carolina. And today we want to talk about a bit of business, life coaching, poverty background, debt, a few things that affect our livelihoods and how we can unpack those things and how we can improve as women, as entrepreneurs, as mothers, as corporate women trying to navigate life. So welcome, V, and let us know what you are here for and tell us about your business and how you can share your lovely knowledge with us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me today. So yes, like I said, I'm V. Kelly, and I'm a transformation coach. And I got my start in doing social media strategy for beautypreneurs. So just a little bit of my backstory. I was a makeup artist before I started in the coaching industry. And I've always been big on personal development. So I started investing in coaching, and I found someone that was able to help me get more visible online, but also get over my fear of being seen in the online space. So entrepreneurship has always been something that I have been in love with. And this is the reason why I'm here today. Entrepreneurship led me to becoming friends with Melinda and just building a community of supportive women.
Okay, I like that. And V is someone who has been in the online space for a while. And when I first met V, I think she was someone who I really looked up to when I saw her story she was sharing. I spoke to her online. And then for some magical reason, we ended up being in the same group and we connected. And I was like, hey, I have a new business bestie, and the person that, you know, we can provide support for each other. And V, I don't know V, but I remember when V started, and then she lost her Instagram account, which had a large following. And the way she got back up from that, you know, she grew from that place with grace, and she realized that, hey, it's just Instagram and you have the knowledge already. And I think that is what made me connected to her the most, because she's not worrying about the following. She knew what she had. She knew she could come back up and share with others, and she did just that. And that is one of the things I want us to talk about too today, because sometimes we let life little challenges keep us back, worrying about unnecessary things. And she was able to get that. Somebody else would have been worried. She got back up and she started building herself, started sharing her knowledge, and she came back stronger. And as I'm saying that, I want to say, V, tell us more about that experience and what happened for you. What awareness did you get into when you realized that, hey, you have to start from scratch again? Tell us more about this.
Yeah. So thank you for sharing that. So yeah, I actually had my old account and Instagram disabled it. So I'm like, okay, this is right around the time I'm starting another venture, which was my podcast. And I was really like, okay, what am I going to do? Like, in my eyes, I'm thinking, and I'm a little woo, so I'm just going to share you my thought process. In my eyes, I'm thinking, universe, I'm expanding myself. I'm being seen. I'm being visible. I'm pushing myself. Why did this happen to me? So I'm just sharing the human side. At first, I was like, okay, all right. I took time. I got offline. I took about 2 days. And I had a moment where I was actually like, you know what? I don't know how I'm going to be able to rebuild this. But I use my own tools. And the thought that I had that got me out of that was, if I built it before, I can build it again. I don't have to know how, but I'm going to do this again. I knew I had built my credibility up. I knew I had supportive people who, like, if I just confine them, They'll share my page. They'll tell people, and I will do this. Like, I'm committed to figuring out how to build this back.
Okay, that is good. And that's the mentality we need to have when you are trying to grow a business online. That just shows that you are aware of your emotions and you know how to overcome challenges. Because let me tell you, anything that can go wrong will go wrong. And sometimes you have to get back up and realize that you already have the knowledge. You already have what it takes. You have to speak to yourself. Like she said, you know, she had to reaffirm these things into herself for her to get back up and do what she's good at. And that brings me to the fact that when you have a knowledge or a skill, nobody can take it from you. Nobody can take what you already have. You're already credible. You already have that knowledge and skill. You're already good at it. So here's what, somebody take it away. You start back again and you start to bring yourself out much stronger. And he was able to do that. And that is something that I think I like to say. Use what you have to monetize it. So V, I know we spoke about that before. What would you say is your strongest suit in terms of monetizing your skills? Because yes, you experienced that difficult time, but you were able to come back up and came back with a new vision, and you attracted more ideal clients. You started pouring into us with more clarity in terms of how you can help us as a transformational coach. What would you say you would do if you are ready to monetize, you are ready to help somebody? What would you tell them if they experience something like that, and how can we use what we have to make it more powerful?
Absolutely. So when it comes to monetizing your skill set, I focus on, like, what are you already strong at? I love talking. So how can you use that method of delivery, right? How are you communicating your message? Are you a good writer? I have clients that are bloggers, right? Some people are very visual and they'll do better on a site like Pinterest. I knew that I love not only sharing my life, but then also speaking. So I found the things that would help me better amplify my message that way. So also, this is something that I did when I first started out, asking your family and friends, like, just what do they think you do? What do they see you as, right? And you'll be amazed about what people look up to you for or admire you for, how you inspire them, and use those to, like, continue to follow your dreams and your desires.
And that is actually true, just to add to it, because I like to say sometimes we have skills we are not aware of. What do people ask you for help with, like V said? And pay attention to it, and pay attention to what you do so easily without having to force yourself. Some things come natural to you, but you're thinking that, hey, I cannot make money out of it. You can monetize anything as long as you are brave enough. But sometimes people are not using what they have, and it stems back from society. It goes back to the fact that people are scared. They want to conform to what everybody said they should be doing. They think that it's okay to just work a job, to learn something entirely new and work a job only. They are not seeing that they have what it takes inside. And that is what happens. And that causes you to live in a state of poverty. I'm not being harsh or anything, but I'm just saying, why limit yourself when you already have something you can use to make an additional stream of income? We are being told, get a job and that's good, but you have other skills. You can have a job and you can still get the income from the other skills. And you need to be aware of it. And that's what we're trying to help you understand. If we are doing it, you can do it. Now, V, I know we spoke about that before. When we speak about breaking generational poverty, getting people to understand that everything that you want to accomplish starts from your mind. Because like you said, we have the skill. How can we use it? Let me know. Let the audience know. What are they holding back? What are they hiding from? Because people have fears, and they don't realize that these fears are keeping them at one level, and you are actually limiting yourself from actually getting to where you deserve to be, only because you are doing what you were told. You are being scared. You're not allowing yourself to be free and use your gifts to make money.
Yeah. And one thing I want to do, I want to share just a little bit of a story, because I think going back to monetizing your skill sets is going back to seeing value in what you have to offer, right? Before I even thought that I maybe could monetize anything, I thought about everything that I say has power, mm-hmm. right? Even if it's right or wrong, quote unquote, you're learning and someone needs to hear it at that exact time. So just building up that confidence within yourself that your words do carry power. But I wanted to share, like, a little backstory. So both of my parents are entrepreneurs, so I was able to have access to that environment early on. And one of the things that I was shown from them was poverty starts in the mind, right? So it's not your possessions, it's literally your mindset. Your thoughts can unlock doors that only you have access to if you believe that you can. So I started very early by just like reading books and like finding examples of people who are already creating like more abundance, right? Because I think when you speak about it, you talk about it a lot from like a place of lack. And when I'm thinking about creating money, I like to think about money as an energy, like it's a vibration that we're matching, right? So you
It
want money, but what are you willing to exchange for money, right? Time, energy, effort, like investing, right? So being very, very intentional about like, okay, you want money for what?
That's right.
Because it's available to you, but what are you willing to do for it?
Exactly. What are you gonna do for it, and what are you willing to sacrifice to get there? And that's the thing. We want money. We want to change our circumstances. We want to improve our lives. But are we willing to do what it takes? And we have that idea that to get out of a situation means we need somebody to give it to us. Why don't you go there and start, and then you'll get the rest. Why don't you start doing something, start investing, start giving value, and then it'll come back to you in the form of money? And as we said, money is energy. This is something that I teach in my course as well. Money is energy, because if you do not give any value out to the universe, it's not going to come back to you. Simple as that. Don't
Yes.
expect it to just come to you.
And I want to add to that. Sometimes it's not even about, oh, well, I don't have a skill set, I don't have anything to offer. What do you have to get rid of? Right? Declutter, right? There's so many things that we're sitting on in our house that we're not even using. And I had this epiphany like a few weeks ago where I'm like, I'm stressing about extra money, additional money, right? The holidays are coming. I have stuff around the house that I could sell. Clothes I wasn't wearing, and I took them to Goodwill. Well, not Goodwill, but you know, the consignment shops. They give you money. You put that money up in savings.
Exactly. I think I did that once. I sold some books, and I actually want to do it again. So I'm trying to figure out what can
Yeah.
I sell to get money. But what
You can find
happens?
anything.
Anything. But as you say that though, I think what happens is people have things to sell, but they have this ego. You have an ego that's blocking you from doing this thing. So for you, thinking it's beneath you. If you're selling things to get money, people look at you differently. Who cares? Stop thinking about others' opinion. When you are worried about people's opinion, you're gonna keep yourself back. I've heard people say they do not have money, but they actually can do something to make money. I remember I was unemployed for a period of time, and I was selling items. I was selling through a side bag, walking to offices and selling sweets, selling earrings, selling fragrances. I had no shame. I was doing it proudly. I learned this art of selling from age 12. I sold sweets from the age of 12 from high school to get money for my bus fare. So when people say they cannot sell stuff, or they don't want to stand up by the road to sell, that is pride and ego. And when you are struggling, like you say, it's a mindset, because you believe money should come for you from one way. You're not willing to do things. Every single successful person started somewhere. Right now, I can sell anything. I have no shame. I can sell anything. Actually, I have a farm. I sell plantains. I will sell. I'm not doing it for the money. I'm just saying that if you are somebody who's open to selling, who's open to doing what it takes to get there, you will get yourself out of the poverty. You will get yourself out of it without having to worry, because you are not lazy. You're not laid back. You're not expecting things to come to you. You have to give for you to receive.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. So, having said that, I want us to also return to the topic of emotional wellness, because yes, all of these things are things that affect us daily. We spoke about monetizing, we spoke about poverty, but let's talk about life, in terms of life coaching and getting in connection with ourselves, with who we are and how we navigate things, because everybody deals situations differently. And the most important thing that's gonna help you in life is being able to withstand challenges and to get out of it. So I know, Vida, that is something that you cover, that's your area. Can you tell us more about it in terms of emotional wellness and how it can affect you as an individual and as a business owner as well?
Yeah. So, and I'm going to share too a little bit from a money mindset point since this is the topic of the podcast, but I take them through a 4-step process where it's like taking your power back, right? So, the first part of that process is actually like rediscovering. So, bringing awareness to what it is that you feel like is causing those feelings on repeat in your brain. So if you are someone that is always spending money, always putting money out, but never focusing on the investing, right? The attracting more liabilities versus like assets. So again, it goes back to shifting that mindset. So I'm bringing awareness to like, how am I showing up in the world and what am I setting the intention for?
Okay.
Right? So rediscovering with that, reprogramming, watching your language, like what are you putting out there? Instead of I can't, I can do this. I will do this. You don't know yet, right? But you're willing to find a way. So I'm really reprogramming the language that you're using as well. The third part of that is repeating yourself. So creating a practice that this is the thing that works for me. I create abundance practices because I'm someone that has had like went without money for months, right? Got into this victim mode, got into a prideful state where I'm like, you know what? I don't know what to do. Just throw my hands up. You have to get resourceful. So I started creating abundance practices. If it was like, oh, I can only fill my car up and buy something special, like maybe a piece of chocolate or invest in a course that I know that's going to build my business, right? Read a book, making myself feel abundant. So I'm creating a practice to back up what I'm doing.
I like right? that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so that creates that consistency. So just doing something small like that, I don't care if it's daily, I don't care if it's monthly, I don't care if it's weekly, it just starts to reprogram your mind that this is possible for you. You're creating that evidence for yourself. And the final one is renew. So once you have done this process time and time and time again, you'll start to know when it has been integrated fully into your body, right? Like you'll start to feel the shift. You'll start to see the shift. Even if you don't have the actual physical money in your account, you'll start to know, okay, I can provide myself with more creative ways to, again, place myself in the energy of money. It is around you and it's available.
I like that. And that is so true, because I've experienced this abundance in my life before. I remember there were periods when I was really low. I had no money. And I'm like, I have to pay for school. And I'm like, you know what? The money is going to come. Melinda, the money is going to come. And you know what? Just what you have to do. And the money came a day before I sent a client. And I'm like, you have to remain in that state of abundance. And you have to be so careful as to what you allow yourself to believe. Because let me tell you, your thoughts are powerful. And when you can start to practice this daily and remove the scarcity thoughts in your mind, it becomes your normal. So every day you wake up, you know, I'm so happy and grateful for that. You don't have it as it, but you know it's coming. And I still use that. I had a live on Tuesday and I was speaking to the audience about money mindset and being able to stay positive even when you don't have. And they were telling me that it was so difficult to do. It's difficult if you don't believe it. Tell yourself that and believe it. Make it a habit. And don't say you do not have. Be very mindful like this. Don't say I can't. I can. Be mindful of the thoughts and what you say. And just let it flow. And if you do it so, how would I say, you do it so with confidence, it will happen for you. We have to be so careful that we allow ourselves to believe. Because let me tell you, that energy is powerful. That can block you. And that comes down to pricing and everything.
Yeah. And I want to add one more thing. And this is, again, I'm just sharing from personal experience. Sometimes we think that we have to create the solution to how it's going to happen. A lot of us have support that we can ask. Again, it's our pride.
Yes, pride, girl.
It's pride. I am mindful that everyone doesn't have a support system in that way. But if this resonates with you, you can also ask people, right?
Mm-hmm. You can. And I think sometimes what we do is we let money or we let a particular level of status get to us so that we expect to maintain an image. So then if you have that image, it becomes difficult for you to go to ask people for help. That's the issue. Learn to be humble where you are. Do not try to rush to be something that you're not. That's it.
That's it.
Yes, that's it. That's it. When you cannot ask somebody for help, ask yourself why. Ask yourself, what are you feeling? What is coming up for you? Why can't you open up to say, hey, I need help with this? It's because you know deep down you've made them feel like you're better than them because you made some money. Because guess what? Money comes and money go. You can be rich today and tomorrow something can change. So always remember that, be humble in your process, so that whenever you need to return to the people who are wronged you, you can go to them, so you can empower them. I'm not telling you that everybody in your circle will be able to help you, but being able to recognize that if you need to, you can.
Uh-huh.
That is the most important thing. And yes, you know who you're going to, you know that they will help you wholeheartedly, but are you being genuine? Are you being the person who's appreciative of things and not letting things define you? And as long as you reach that line and you cross that line of making things and money define you, you will be stuck. You won't be able to go at a higher level, because guess what? That energy is not one of abundance, and it's going to keep you at a level. So there are a lot of things that we have to be mindful of when you're growing and we're trying to build businesses. We have to see who we are as an individual. Who are you becoming? And if you're stepping into your higher self and you're becoming somebody who's different, but not in a good way, who's not impacting lives, then stop it and ask yourself, what am I doing? It's not just about the money, it's about the impact and the purpose. I think these are things that we take for granted sometimes. We don't realize that we can do so much more, we can help others, but what place are you doing it from?
Absolutely.
What is the intention?
Yeah. And like you said, it goes right back to that energy. So making sure that, like I said, it's okay to be supported. It's okay to be supported. People want to help you, and you have to want to help yourself. I think that's a big one.
Mm.
There's a quote on the internet saying, "No one is coming to save you." And for a while, it triggered me, because I do like to come over again from the emotional wellness side to understand that people carry a lot of shame and guilt around their decisions. And I think me and Merlinda's goal is to just empower you. Like, we're going to give you tough love, but we want to empower you to see that the key to changing your situation lies in your hands.
I like that. It's
going to come again from your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts create your reality.
That's true. Every single day. I had a situation a few weeks ago. Something happened. I cannot be too. I don't want to expose too much of it, but I realized that the first thing that came to my mind was a negative thought. And I'm like, I got a headache that night just thinking about that. Then I woke up the next morning and I told myself, Melinda, like, you are really overreacting. You have to calm down. And I sat down, I did some journaling, and I reframed my thoughts. And then later in the day, I was like, oh my gosh, I really got on for no reason. And I'm like, wow, the thoughts again. I had to get them out, and I started reaffirming things to myself, casting out the negative thoughts that I had, and realign myself to the positive energy, and got back to my comfortable state. And I'm like, wow, imagine if I wasn't aware of that. A lot of us are not aware of those things. We're not aware of the thoughts that come in our mind. And it is natural. They are going to come up. But the question is, are you able to handle it? Are you able to manage the thoughts? Because we have inner child issues. We have things that we are not dealing with. We have trauma. We have things that we are carrying on. And we meet people and we figure that we cannot open up to people for many reasons. But it's because of our thoughts and experiences. We need to be able to manage it and handle it. And that is why I believe V is somebody... she has a beautiful story. She is doing great work, and I really love what she's doing, her message on Instagram, what she shares, and the space that she comes from. That's why I had to bring her here today, because it's not just about having the business. Who are you as an individual? How are you growing in the process? What
Absolutely.
Are you doing that is going to let somebody say, hey, if she's doing it, I can do it too? You need to be an inspiration for somebody. As well as helping clients, it's not just about you. Whatever you do, you need to encourage somebody else to want to do it too. So V, I know you do life coaching, you work with clients. We had a beautiful conversation, and you know, I can keep you whole day, but you know, I can take all your ideas here. So can you tell us more about what services you offer, and how can people work with you? How can they reach out to you? What you can do for them, and just something that you can do that's, how would I say, going to make them think. Tell us about what you do in detail.
Yes. So again, I'm basically a life coach and business coach, and I wanted to merge the two because I think it's so important, especially I work specifically with women of color, and I really want us to understand the importance of our emotional wealth and how it plays a part in our business. And one thing that Melinda said that I wanted to just add a little bit more context to is like when we can get to a place where we feel safe enough in our bodies to slow down and actually take that time to receive, that also opens up another layer of abundance. So I love helping women, taking them through the process, like what that looks like on paper to challenge your own thoughts, make your own decisions, and actually be supported through this journey, because it's harder sometimes to do it alone, especially when you're trying to run the business and heal. So you'll see that like sprinkled out through my page, just talking about like, I want you to heal and I want you to win at the same time.
Mm.
So I work with my clients one-to-one, and I also have VIP days. I love content. So if you struggle with like messaging and telling your story, that is where I feel like I shine. So I offer VIP days and one-to-one coaching. So if you are interested and you enjoyed any of our content today, definitely check me out at V Kelly Coaching. And can I share the podcast?
Of course you can. Definitely.
Okay. And also the Heart of Hustle podcast. And that's for more millennial women, of course, of color that want to dream big, love spirituality, love just talking about life. So thank you so much.
No problem. And what I will do, I'll put these contact details in the show notes so you can take a look at it. So you can go follow her and see what she's sharing. I'm telling you, you won't regret it. She shares a lot of things that are relatable, and it's going to help you to think and ask yourself, what am I doing? Because business is much more than business. It's about you. Who are you becoming? How can you be a better person in the process of being a business owner? So V, I want to say thank you so much. And we'll definitely continue this conversation again. We'll probably do an IG live, but today's session was needed. It's just a conversation, and I really hope it brings value to the listeners. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, let us know, comment, send us a message so we can bring more of content surrounding life, business, emotional wellness in one. So thank you guys for listening. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, you can follow me on Instagram at Melinda Francois or at Livelihood Matters Podcast. You can also join me inside of my one-on-one coaching container or inside of my group program, Breaking Generational Poverty, where I teach you how to package your knowledge and skills into a sustainable online business. I'd love to hear from you. And guys, please share this episode with a friend. And see you next time.